Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The ex-boyfriend of a Philadelphia woman found stabbed to death inside her home has been ordered to stand trial. KYW Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson has more on what happened inside the courtroom at the CJC.
Jill Millman was found dead in her bathroom in early November with 125 stab wounds throughout her body and head. Prosecutors say it was at the hands of her ex-boyfriend and lover, Arthur Caesar. 35-year-old Millman was autistic and worked as a chef at the popular diner, The Dining Car, in the Northeast. A detective told the judge Caesar said he was at Millman's apartment the night before, but left at about 12:30 a.m. The victim was found about 17 hours later. Prosecutors showed surveillance video of Caesar at his work with a backpack, walking across the parking lot, handing the trash truck workers a bag filled with something. The knife, the detective said, was never found. But they did find Caesar's book bag, which they say looked to have blood on it and is now being tested by crime scene investigators. The detective also testified that when Caesar was questioned, he had a gash across his hand and bruised and swollen fists. Caesar told them it was from work and that he had punched a wall. The defense asked that the murder charge be downgraded to third degree, but the judge sided with prosecutors and held Caesar on first degree murder. At the Criminal Justice Center, Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio.